God, we are grateful to you even this day as we come together to enjoy life abundant. Lord, you have blessed us with so many blessings and you have kept us a blessing for others. Continue to speak to us, O Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So for the past weeks, our main theme is abundant life, life abundant. We've been repeating this so often and it would have registered in our minds repeatedly. I am a blessing. I am blessed to be a blessing to others. Yes, we can definitely say that we are a blessing. I am blessed. I am a blessing. I am able to enjoy my life and I become a channel to pass on this enjoyment, this blessing, this peace, this happiness, that all that I have, not only for my enjoyment, to help others also. I am filled, I'm able to fill others. The secret for this abundant life is abiding in God. Abiding in God. We've been seeing various themes, how to abide in God constantly, 24/7. The promise what God has given is, I will be with you always. And I have come to this world to give you life, life abundant, life full of blessing. Life full of blessing, not only the earthly needs, the needs which we cannot buy through with money. So, how to realize the presence of God? God says that I am with you always. So, the couple of weeks we've been meditating on worship, the power of worship, and the power of word, word with capital W. And I just want to recap these two things so that I can proceed with the word, our word, with a small letter W. Worship, and worship has been such a blessing for me. As I was sharing some few thoughts which I experienced in my life, I thought I'll just share it with you. And the more I shared with you, the more I started to practice it. That is informed worship. Our worship is not ignorant worship, because we know whom we are worshiping. We know our God. We have relationship with our God and we worship Him in God's way. Truly in spirit, we worship Him. So this worship starts with thanksgiving. That is gratitude. So we did a little study on gratitude. We started with thanksgiving. That is Psalm 104, verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Then you end up everything, as you see in verse 4, you end up with everything with blessing. So, blessing is, we are able to abide in God, and when we worship, we are able to enjoy His presence. So, that was the main thing we started with. And then we moved on last week, we moved on to the word, the power of word, word power, word with a capital W. Jesus Himself, as He was growing up, when He was just 12 years old, we see Him, His first entry about Him after His birth. We see Him at 12 years. He is sitting with the teachers and listening to what they are talking, the Pentateuch, what we have seen last week. So He sat with the teachers when He was just 12 years old and He was questioning Him. So the word went deep into His heart. So we did see how to love the word. And because I love the word of God, I read it I memorize it. I meditate it. Word of God is nothing but His love expressed to me. Bible, sometimes it is so many historical books are there, prophetical books are there, poetical books are there. We get confused. But deep down, if you see in every word, we see God's love. So what we are going to concentrate today, so Jesus Christ in His life, He was able to overcome the enemy, the evil one, with Word of God. If Jesus Christ Himself used the Word, that is God's Word, saying that it is written and it is said, how much we must love the Word of God, and we must have the Word of God in our heart, so that when we speak the promises, the positive things, the great love of God and our love towards Him should come out. So John 10:10 says, God came to give abundant life, but at the same time we must remember the enemy is there to steal, kill and destroy whatever God is giving. So we need to not only to receive, we need to be very careful to receive when God gives, and we need to be careful at the same time not to lose what God has given through our word, what we speak, small w. So what we are going to see today is the word, God's word with capital W, is powerful. In the same way, our word with small w is also very powerful. So to enjoy abundant life, we need to realize words are powerful. Words are words. Words, what we speak. So what we speak is normally powerful. It's very difficult to believe this one. In fact, if it is not written in the Bible, I would not have believed. Because we speak, we speak, we speak. We don't even think. Right? We don't even think what we are speaking many a time. And we keep speaking. And very often when we get up in the morning, we decide that today I should speak only this much. Where I must speak, what I must speak, all these things we think. But very often, tongue, mouth, words is the most difficult thing to control. That's what we read in James 3rd chapter. If it is not written in the Bible, definitely I'm telling you, I would not have believed that words, what we speak, has power. I think you know which verse I'm quoting, Proverbs 18:21. It is so unbelievable. But because Bible says, I believe it 100%. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. So what happens, our mouth, our mouth is like a source, and through the mouth words are coming out, and the words when it comes out, it is the fruit. So those who love it, so when we enjoy the fruit, if we want to enjoy the fruit, we must know what we are speaking, because the fruit is either the fruit of death or fruit of life. I think if you think way back in Genesis 3rd chapter, there is a garden God creates in the land Eden. In that garden, you see a tree of life and also another tree. From that tree, God says, do not eat. If you eat, you will die. So you can call that tree as tree of death. There is another tree, that is tree of life. So here the same thing happens, right? You can choose whether to speak words, which is referred to as fruits here, fruit of his mouth. So mouth becomes like a tree. We will see it in Matthew 12 chapter verse 33. Again, it is compared to a tree, your mouth and your heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20, we see fruit of his mouth. So the words we speak becomes the fruit. If we want a good life, speak good words, as simple as it is. So how can I speak good words? Words are from our heart. So our heart, our mouth, becomes like a tree. It is symbolically referred to as a tree. So the tree is yielding fruit. So we need to choose what kind of fruit we need to yield to enjoy abundant life. If you choose good life, speak good words. It's easy to say, but words are coming from the heart. Matthew 12 chapter verse 33, you can read it afterwards. Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. Here, the mouth and your heart is compared to the tree. In Proverbs 15th chapter, 4th verse, if you see, again, the comparison is given. Words are coming out from our heart. So if I want to speak good words, straight down, go to the roots. If a tree must yield a good fruit, the root should be proper. Here, the root is the heart. So if the heart is filled with good things, no enmity, no anxiety, no bitterness, no unforgiving spirit, no anger, then the mouth speaks. Whatever the mouth, the fruit is good. Words are coming out from the heart. In Psalm 119 verse 11, we also see, I have kept your word in my heart that I might not sin. Beautiful, right? So you have, what is in your heart that comes out? God's word is powerful. Last week we saw word power. God's word is really powerful. So if I keep that word, that powerful word in my heart, what Jesus did in his life, when he was going through that testing period, he just referred, it is written, and it is said. All he spoke was only the word. We also saw Proverbs 3:3, Proverbs 4:4, and 4:21. This is what we have seen last week. I'm just connecting it. So Proverbs 3:3, love the word of God. 4:4, read the word of God. 4:21, meditate the word of God. If you do this one, it becomes really easy for you when you are going through times of stressful time, times when we want to speak. We have that control. We have the control over our tongue. When our heart is right. So we make our tongue speak. The tongue is not speaking what the tongue wants, but we have a control over the tongue. So what we have, quality of life depends on the words I speak. My life depends on what I have in my heart, and out of that abundance, when the words come out, my life is a life abundant. not making God in agreement with what we speak. See, sometimes we think that we can speak anything that will happen. No, it is not like that. We need to be careful. We are not making God in agreement with what we speak, but our words, what we speak, is in agreement with God. That is the power of life. That is abundant life. So if you need to be in agreement with the God's word, word power, what we saw last week, so we need to know what is written in the Bible. So are we agreeing with life? Are we agreeing with death? So when we speak our words, because of our words, two things happen. So we need to be very careful. One, we are connecting ourselves to God through our word. In Romans 10:8, we see mouth speaks and the heart is believing. What the heart believes, the mouth is speaking. Verse 9 says, we confess with our mouth. Verse 10, what the heart believes. So we connect with God through our words. It doesn't stop there. We not only connect with God with our words, we also connect with others with our words. So when our words are positive, when our words are life-giving, people, when they come in contact with us, with their depression, with their stress, because these words are contagious. So if I am speaking life-giving words, people are attracted to me. So as I am blessed, I am also able to bless others. We can keep on speaking. But how can I speak these words? Three steps to activate the power of my words. Three steps. One, first one is, be slow to speak. Slow to speak. Slow to get angry. See, whenever you get angry, you just think back, rewind and see. Whenever you have spoken very fast without even thinking, you are not in control of your tongue. Your tongue is blabbering. That is the time we get angry. Definitely when we speak fast, that leads to anger most of the time. But it says, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to get angry. James 1:19 and verse 26. And also one more verse I quote. Please write it down. You can read it afterwards. Proverbs 12:18. Rash words, the opposite, leads to such a thing, it will crush your spirit and also it crushes the person who comes in contact with you. So the first step will be, I will make my decision today that I will be slow to speak. But at the same time, I will be swift to hear. You would have heard this one, God has given us 2 ears and 1 tongue. So hear twice before you give your answer. Very often what happens, you know, the other person, before he or she finishes the sentence, we give the suggestion. I do this very often. So to speak slow. So that is the first step. Slow to speak. First one. And the second one is, think before you speak. See, I love this character. Mary, mother of Jesus. If you see in Luke chapter 2, verse 19, I really love her. Whatever she heard, she kept it in her heart. She never answered back because it was too big thing for her. She could not understand. It was beyond her comprehension. She could not understand. She could not answer. She could not believe it also. But as you say, let it happen to me. But she kept, if you can see her, she kept everything in her heart. Proverbs 21:23, again it says, keep his word in your heart. Psalm 119:11, I kept your word in my heart that I might not sin. So the second step is think before you are speaking. See, sometimes we think that it becomes a cumbersome thing for me. When somebody is talking, how can I be slow? How can I think? See, once you practice these things, it comes out automatically and the result is great. And the fourth one is, first you become slow to speak, swift to hear, and you think. And the third one is, when you are speaking, you need to have the discernment. When to speak, what to speak. This, when you practice these three steps, it comes out automatically. In the beginning, there may be some gap. When somebody is asking something, there may be a gap. But as you practice this one, it becomes a routine thing for us. So you need to discern. See, Jesus himself, when he was standing before Pilate, when he was questioned, he was silent certain times and he answered certain times. So we need to know when to speak and when not to speak, because the words what we speak has power. See, because it's very easy and it comes automatically for everyone to speak, we take it for granted and we never think that words are powerful. Words, I'm telling, it is not God's word. Yes, God's word is powerful, and God has created us in his image and he has given us that power. Our words are powerful. So when I use these words properly, my life can be changed and I can change others' life, and world can be changed by my words. Amazing. Psalm 34:12-13 says, if you want long life and you want to enjoy your life, control your words. So first step, slow to speak, swift to hear. Second step, think, keep everything. What you need to speak, you must speak. What you need not speak, you must keep it in your heart. Third, you must know when to speak and what to speak. You must also know, then you need to be silent. Silent is more powerful. Silence is more powerful than the spoken words. So my prayer is, God will give me this great power to follow these three steps in the coming week, so that we can be a blessing to ourselves through our words, what we speak. The positive words, the words that is written in the Bible, the promises that God gives us, all the promises, start speaking it out. Slow to speak and think before speaking. And third one, have this discernment when to speak, when to be silent. God bless you.
உங்களுக்கு வேத விளக்கம் பாட்காஸ்ட் பிடித்திருந்தால் மறவாமல் சப்ஸ்கிரைப் செய்து கொள்ளுங்கள். உங்களின் மதிப்பீடுகளை ஸ்டார் உடவத்தில் கொடுக்க மறவாதிருங்கள்.